I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack. All right, we are back.
After a little hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, due to different life conditions, we're going to be releasing episodes at a slightly different cadence. But we're still going to try to keep bringing some fun snacks to you guys, you know, to our beloved listening public.
That we are. We're back today with something that we actually received quite a long time ago, probably like 5 or even 6 months ago.
Yeah, from a company that we reviewed one of their products before, and they appreciated our review and sent us some products. So as always, the fact that we receive these for free does not influence our appraisal of them in any way. But yeah, I mean, you know, thanks for the free gift. Lucky Leaf. This is the Lucky Leaf Dessert for One Apple Crisp flavor. It's basically, you get a little plastic cup, you get a little kind of like an applesauce cup, and you dump it into the plastic cup, you heat it, you top it with granola, and you can stir together if you want to.
Cool. Yeah, it does look a little bit like applesauce, but with like thicker chunks.
Yeah, a lot of chunks.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere between like applesauce and pie filling.
Yeah.
Shall we try it?
Let's try it. Are you going to mix it?
I'm going to start without mixing it.
Like a parfait.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It tastes kind of like apple pie filling, actually. Or like an apple crumble.
Yeah, like an apple crumble. I'm going to mix it now. I think it'll be easier to eat.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's...
It is sufficiently different from applesauce.
Oh, absolutely. It's not like applesauce. Really, it's much more like eating like apple pie filling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What was the previous product that we tried from these people called? Oh, the creme dessert. Fruit creme dessert.
Something like that, yeah. Which the one that we had initially was blueberry, right?
Yeah.
I think. And we tried another one, too. And that was good, I think, and very, like, refreshing and cold.
Well, it was, like, you know, kind of warm, kind of like, you know, spiced.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're pretty strong.
It's very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And not, like, heavy either, you know? And honestly, I don't know if you agree with this, but personally, I feel like this is, like, the best part of the pie, you know, like,
oh man, I don't know, I like a good buttery crust as well.
Mm, that's true.
So I'm not gonna go too far on that, but I think it's a very good like representation of like an apple crumble. Really like hits that spot in a pinch. And I think something that we noted with the previous Lucky Leaf snacks that definitely holds through here is that the fruit flavor is very, like, you know, natural, really comes through cleanly. Mm-hmm. It's really, like, not like an artificial fruit flavor at all.
Yeah, no, definitely not. It tastes like, it is real fruit, and it tastes like real fruit,
mm-hmm.
You know? And the thing is, I feel like, obviously, pies are not, like, the fastest thing to get ready or the easiest thing to make, you know, quickly. And even, like, crumbles aren't, like, they're not difficult per se, but they still take some time to put together and stuff.
This is a lot more than the 40 seconds this took.
Yeah, I mean, this was like ridiculously fast, and it honestly gives me like a lot of the same pleasure that I get from eating one of those things. So I feel like I would totally buy this again, actually.
Absolutely. I think like this with a, you know, small scoop of vanilla ice cream or stuff
would be really good. Yeah. And I also feel like that it's got the, like, I don't know what I was going to say. I'll cut that part out.
All right. Cutting room floor. They're really good.
Yeah. That's very good.
All right. I don't know. On the microwave dessert scale?
What other microwave desserts are there that are that good?
Would you put this against like mug cakes and stuff like that, you think? Because I feel like they're not that dissimilar.
Yeah. I think this is like better than
most. Yeah, no, I would give this like a solid 7, maybe.
Yeah, even like an 8.
Even an 8. It's really good. It's really, really, it's really like good. A solid apple filling flavor. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of, you know, apple pies that I enjoyed less than this, for sure.
Definitely. Like 100%. Like probably your average one that you get from like a chain grocery store could be less satisfying than this.
Yeah, yeah. No, I will say shout out Publix pies because they're actually very good.
Yeah.
So, with that exception.
But not true of a lot of grocery stores.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I had a Harris Theater pie once, didn't enjoy
it. Not that good, yeah. Your average Food Lion pie.
Oh, no, not at all.
I actually don't know what Kroger baked goods are.
I've had a hit or miss experience with Kroger baked goods. Mm-hmm. Publix Bakery, I think, they hit pretty consistently.
Also, I was going to say, actually, that I think this actually, even though it doesn't seem that far-fetched when you just consider it as if somebody were to describe it to you. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you're eating it, it feels like a niche that I didn't really anticipate. You know, it's like,
yeah,
there is actually like a reason why you would buy this.
No, for sure. I would actually buy this again.
Yeah, definitely.
I would 100% buy this again. Yeah. We obviously finished our servings. And I would 100% buy this again. I think that like, there's a lot of times when you kind of create like a little pie sort of flavor, a little fruity pie flavor, and it hits the bill.
It really does. Hits the spot and fits the bill.
And that's what it does.
Yeah, it's really good. Good stuff, Lucky Leaf. I know it's pretty consistent, actually.
Yeah, honestly, and like, and they're all shelf stable, which I remember we remarked on last time. Kind of odd. I mean, I guess applesauce is shelf stable.
That's true. And that there's real apples also. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, good stuff.
Yeah, go get it. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.